Well, Steve Balding is Secretary of Shrewsbury to Chester Railway Users and a spokesperson for Rail Future. Afternoon, Steve.
Good afternoon, Ryan.
So to start with, what do you think in general about the rail network and links from Shropshire to bigger cities like Birmingham and London?
But they're not nearly good enough, obviously. Just following on from what Steve Fisher was saying there, a couple of things. First of all, the electrification from Shrewsbury to Wolverhampton really, I think, could be done for less than £140 million. But that's, for another day. Mm. But also, you did ask him, and I don't think he actually specifically answered, about Shrewsbury Parkway, which we did first suggest to Shropshire Council 35 years ago. And the best location would almost certainly be somewhere in the Preston Boats area. Just to answer that one.
What would be the advantages of that additional station?
Well, wherever you can make it easier for more people to access the rail network conveniently, then the more people can use the rail network. So obviously that would encourage more people to use it. But of course the corollary to that is that you must have more frequent, faster, longer, more convenient trains. And that's where electrification comes in. What's in it for the residents of Shropshire and Tilford and Wrekin if we electrify? Well, the answer to that is more trains, faster trains, quieter trains, smoother trains, more frequent trains, which can accelerate and decelerate quickly and so can call at more places in the same length of time. So that's really what electrification is all about at base. And then, of course, the other huge benefit is zero carbon dioxide emissions. But really, I think we do have to sort of put the ordinary passenger and user and the ordinary citizen first and say what's in it for them, and then look at the bigger benefits.
You heard Steve from Midlands Connect say that HS2 could be an enabler for more services. What do you think of that?
Absolutely, yeah, which is why the proposed electrification from Wolverhampton to Shrewsbury should only be the first stage of a rolling programme. As soon as we've done that, we should carry on to electrify Shrewsbury to Chester, Shrewsbury to Crewe to Chester and on to Holyhead along the North Wales coast, and of course south from Shrewsbury via Hereford down to Newport to connect with South Wales. So all these should be electrified as part of a rolling programme. We can't just do things piecemeal. It needs to be a much bigger strategy than just Shrewsbury to Wolverhampton. And this would give you more connections from all sorts of places to all sorts of other places, but crucially, not just a fast electric train connection from Shrewsbury and Tilford through to HS2 at Birmingham, but going the other way, fast electric trains from Shrewsbury and Tilford up to Chester and along to Crewe to join with HS2 there for people taking HS2 in the other direction. So that's a crucial thing. We would be connecting two crucial hubs on HS2. With much better electrified services from all parts of Shropshire and Telford.
So as a whole, do you think that these proposals could work?
Absolutely, yeah. All we need to do is just make sure that the finance is in place and that the programme of work is properly understood so that there'll be no delays and no cost overruns. This can be done. Just because some railway electrification in the past has been, shall we say, mishandled and gone over budget, doesn't mean that lessons haven't been learned, because they most certainly have. And the industry is ready to go ahead with far more electrification, a lot quicker and a lot cheaper than it's been in the past.
OK, Steve, thank you for your thoughts this afternoon. Steve Balding, who is spokesperson for Rail Future, the national organisation campaigning for a bigger and better rail network, with his thoughts on those proposals from Midlands Connect.
Hello again. We are back on the road.